Nothing nicer than the sound of youth. That's what they say, but it's not always the truth. Sometimes young people can be so unkind, repeating words from their parents' minds. I think all young people want to be nice, but sometimes the space don't give them that choice. All of us know what good habits bring. Just one step at a time can change everything.
Students, I must say, I am really, really proud of you all. Everybody pulled through with good grades for their presentation last week on careers. Has anyone given thought to what they want to be when they grow up?
Me, miss, I want to be a doctor.
Miss Ruggs, I'm going to be a fireman.
Miss, I want to be an accountant like my father.
Ah, how about you, Roger?
Miss, I...
He wants to be a garbage man like his father.
Garbage man.
Stop it. Stop the talking, class. First of all, there is nothing wrong with being a garbage man. And secondly, the only person who can tell us what they want to be is Roger. What do you want to be, Roger?
I want to be a teacher
garbage
like Miss...
man like his father.
Joshua Johnson, why don't you just shut up?
Hey, idiot girl.
Hello? Both of you, stop. Sydney, what is the meaning of this?
Miss, him always picking on people and he needs to stop it.
Wait till after school and you see what going to stop.
If you both don't stop, both of you will have detention for a week. As I was saying, there's nothing wrong with Roger's father being a garbage man. He is helping to keep our environment clean. And if we don't do that, then the whole human race won't survive. Is that what we want?
No, miss.
Okay. So, what do we want, class?
Me, miss.
Yes, Roger?
Miss, we want clean air and clean breeze, so we have to plant and take care of the trees. Keep water clean for the birds and the bees. Help Mother Nature, help us, please. Don't throw the rubbish on the ground or the seas. Clean is better, put your mind at ease. Talking about it will not solve it. Don't have to do it in big amounts. Talking about it will not solve it. Every little action counts.
Woo! Roger!
That was beautiful, Roger!
That was beautiful, Roger. Just beautiful like a garbage pan, and your father is a garbage man.
So sad. That's the best you can do.
Hey,
guys, stop it. Everyone close your eyes for me, please. Just stop what you're doing and close your eyes. Good. No peeking. Good. Now, I want all of you to think of your community and homes and the streets on which you live. Now imagine if there were no garbage collectors in your community. Imagine how dirty your streets would be. Imagine how dirty your homes would be after a month. Think about a whole year without garbage collectors. We wouldn't have space to walk, and people would be getting sick all the time because the garbage collectors help us to keep our homes and communities clean and healthy. And that helps to keep our bodies healthy. Remember, you know, all of this is related to how we treat the environment. Everyone has a role to play. And as Roger's song says, every little action counts. So class, what did you see and learn from that little imagination game?
Miss, I saw lots of rats running in and out from the streets into house and carrying lots of germs.
Miss, I could just imagine how bad it would smell if the garbage collector was not around. Rotting garbage and other bad stuff all over the place.
Good. I think we all agree that the garbage collector is an extremely important part of our community. So I don't want to hear anybody putting down anyone for being a garbage man. Okay? Okay, class. It's break time. When we come back, we will talk some more about the steps that we can take to protect the environment.
Sydney, what are we going to do now? I bet you that Joshua is going to want to fight.
He's just a big old bully.
Yes, a bully that can fight.
Yes, maybe he can fight, but I also talk to my mom and dad about him, and they say that there are ways of dealing with a bully.
The best way I know is to run.
Yes, that is one of the ways for real, but it's not the only way. We can also let him know how we feel when he calls us names.
Him don't care about that.
Well, we just have to use all the ways till we get the right result.
And what if nothing works?
Well, we have to tell somebody older to come deal with it.
And let everybody call us informer.
Everybody suffer from the bully. So if one person has to report it, then my daddy says that person is a hero. And my mommy said that we should never accept being teased or picked on.
Well, I don't want to play hero now. I love my life.
Let him come. We can't run and hide every day and forever and ever. Plus, mommy and daddy talk with me a lot about it, and we even practice some of the things I could say. See me or no too?
A garbage kid and blacky tutus.
As Miss said, there's nothing wrong with being a garbage man. And my mother said there's nothing wrong with being black. We're all different shades of black and different races in this class.
Yeah, but you're extra black and ugly too.
Joshua, why you don't stop calling people names? You know how it feels for somebody to call you names?
What? What that have to do with anything?
When you call the names, I just feel so bad, like it's the end of the world sometimes.
And so what? That's your business.
That's how you really want me to feel? So bad? Like it's the end of the world for me?
I don't business with you.
So if you don't business with me, why you come all the way over here just to say something to me then? Would that special?
No, you're not special.
I'm special.
No, you're not.
Of course you're special. Me too. That's why Joshua come all the way over here just to talk to us.
No. I never come over here to talk to you because...
But it's us you come to call names. So we must be special because you never choose anybody else.
What? That's what? That's not it. Blacky Tutus don't mean you're special.
That is not my name. And I will never answer to that name.
Lucky. You're lucky. Saved by the bell.
The bell really saved us for true.
It's not the bell save us. It's what my mommy and daddy tell me to do to deal with the bully.
Well, whatever save us, I'm just glad he's gone.
But Roger, he's going to come back and keep on being a bully. So you better learn some of what I just did. Maybe if we keep it up long enough, things will change. But if they don't change, we're just going to have to report it.
Okay, tell me what your mother and father tell you.
You were there a while ago, Roger. You see what I did. Tell me what you see.
Hear this. Don't make the bully make you feel bad. Tell him how you feel if it make you feel sad. Don't make the bully see your face with tears. Don't make a bully fill you with fears. If the bully start put you under attack, run if you can't. Don't try fight back. Them might talk, but hear what I say. It's better to live and win another day.
I couldn't say it better myself.